The Dogs of Riga, written by Henning Mankell, read by Sean Barrett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. It started snowing shortly after 10 a.m. The man in the wheelhouse of the fishing boat cursed. He'd heard the forecast, but hoped they might make the Swedish coast before the storm hit. If he hadn't been held up at Hiddensee the night before, he'd have been within sight of Ystad by now and could have changed course a few degrees eastwards. As it was, there were still 7 nautical miles to go, and if the snow started coming down heavily, he'd be forced to heave to and wait until visibility improved. He cursed again. It doesn't pay to be mean, he thought. I should have done what I'd meant to do last autumn and bought a new radar. My old Decker can't be relied on any more. I should have got one of those new American models. But I was too mean. I didn't trust the East Germans either. Didn't trust them not to cheat me. He found it hard to grasp that there was no longer a country called East Germany, that a whole nation-state had ceased to exist. History had tidied up its old borders overnight. Now there was just Germany, and nobody really knew what was going to happen when the two formerly separate peoples tried to work together. At first, when the Berlin Wall came down, he had felt uneasy. Would the enormous changes mean the carpet would be pulled from under his feet? His East German partners had reassured him. Nothing would change in the foreseeable future. Indeed, this upheaval might even create new opportunities. The snow